Now, some of these methods, as I pointed out, are very useful, I would say necessary, with static GPS. However, RTK and DGPS differ. There are some things, such as the station diagrams, observation logs, and two reach descriptions, that would rarely, if ever, be necessary in such high production dynamic work. But there are aspects, though handled a bit differently, apply in both categories, whether static or RTK or DGPS. One such technique is the offsetting of points to avoid multipath. The need to offset points is actually much more prevalent in DGPS and RTK. However, the methods of dealing with it are more varied. DGPS and RTK surveying generally have lower accuracy requirements than does static control, and therefore the establishment of the tie between an offset and the originally desired position need not be so stringent. However, when circumstances arise that require a particularly accurate tie, the same conventional surveying may be necessary. Of course, the offset point must be established far enough from the original position to avoid any obstructed signal. While the calculation of allowable vertical and horizontal measurement errors can be done trigonometrically, the measurements themselves will be different than those for an offset point in a static survey. Rather than a total station point and an azimuth point, a magnetic flux gate digital compass and a laser may be used to measure the tie, like we see in the upper left here of this slide. Of course, if such a magnetic flux gate compass is available, one can get a magnetic azimuth, as indicated here, and measure a distance with the laser fairly conveniently, and have that offset recorded. The length of the tie may be measured by an external laser, a laser cable directly into the GPS receiver, or even a tape and a clinometer. Lasers, of course, are much more convenient since they can be used to measure longer distances more reliably than taping requires extra people. And rather than recording the bearing and distance in a field book for post-processing, in DGPS or RTK, the information is usually stored directly in the data collector. In fact, often the receiver's real-time processor can combine the measured distance and direction, the side shot, that is, with the receiver's position and calculate the coordinate of the originally desired position on the fly.